Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we can start now. Chris Nocke here, Donald Hankerson alongside. Overtime is the name of the show. 106.7 The Fan and Odyssey app. Plenty, plenty, plenty to get to. They are still on the course at Avenel, stunningly. I mean, it is awful outside. I guess the moral of the story is, unless there's lightning, they're playing out there. And I had a chance to visit out there yesterday. Hell of a lot better day out there yesterday for sure. But they are out there in the muck playing, and if you're able to tune into the Golf Channel, can't believe how many people are out there watching. It is impressive. Of course, PGA Tour doesn't come to D.C. very often, and people are taking advantage of it. High-level golf for sure. Lots of other things going on. I want to get back to the golf here momentarily. Lots of other things going on. NBA playoffs in full throat. Big games tonight. Bigger games this weekend. That is must-see TV for me, and but that's just me. There's also hockey. You know, obviously Stanley Cup playoffs going on, Caps tied 1-1, and big game coming up this weekend. You know, the NBA playoffs getting a lot of buzz, I think, right now because they're so star-packed right now. Steph, Golden State Warriors are back, and they are giving ESPN/ABC/Disney the kind of star power maybe that this is the NBA has lacked a little bit. But I want to get back to the golf here momentarily because, you know, it's great to have the tour back in town for sure. And I know this isn't, you know, the greatest field in the world. It's good. I mean, Jason Day's your leader, 10 under right now. Rory's in the mix. You know, he's playing. But it's a shame that you come back here and the one really piece of notable news that everybody – takes out of that first day yesterday is Sergio Garcia being a complete ass. I mean, that's not unusual, but Sergio couldn't help himself. Sergio, as much as any golfer on that tour, to me, is the beneficiary of the Tiger Phil rising tide that lifts all boats. And the fact of the matter is Sergio has benefited from that. Obviously, he's a prodigious, talented player. He's won a major, you know, he's certainly capable. He's in the mix. He's one of those one-name guys where you say Sergio on the PGA Tour, people know exactly who you're talking about. But that said, I mean, he has benefited from the rising tide that is the PGA Tour. And his comment yesterday, for anybody who might have missed it, is the fact that I can't wait to leave this tour. I can't wait to get out of here. Just a couple more weeks and I don't have to deal with you anymore. So what Sergio was pissed about was on the 10th tee yesterday, he hit a ball way left and in the rough. You're given, by rule, 3 minutes to find your golf ball. He didn't find it within 3 minutes. Found it after that time it elapsed. So at any rate, the marshal who's on the course, you know, gave him a penalty for that. And Sergio went ballistic because he's Sergio, and he cannot help himself. This is a guy now who will join the Saudi-backed tour overseas, the Greg Norman-sponsored Greg Norman tour. And you know what? Fine. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. You know, there are a fleet of talented young golfers on the PGA Tour. I'm not the biggest golf fan or golf nerd in the world. But I know there are a boatload of very, very talented guys out there. And Sergio, you think Sergio will be missed? Yeah, no. not so much. So don't let, again, don't let the door hit you on the way out. So you get, move on to the NBA playoffs. Joel Embiid looks like he's a go tonight. I got the ESPN on. He's certainly out there working out, mask free right now. Obviously, he's not going to play without a mask. I mean, that's not a good idea. But I would think he makes all the difference in the world for Philadelphia just to give him a chance. I mean, Philadelphia without Embiid has no chance. And, you know, the line's got to be jumping all over the place, Donald, right now. I think the line earlier in the day, in fact, I had that line earlier in the day, and it was just a couple of points. But, I mean, as you get closer and closer to game time, that thing is, you know, it obviously is bound to jump a little bit. In fact, at 7 a.m. this morning, the line was 3 points. Miami favored by 3. Obviously, it's probably closer to even at this point in time, I would guess. But I'm sure you get people scrambling in every sports book in America right now waiting to see if that guy's going to play. I don't think it's going to alter the outcome of this series, but it does make Philly a little bit more compelling and a lot more competitive. Also tonight, we get a chance to visit with a couple of guys who know the NBA well. Jimmy Patsos is going to join us at 7. Steve Buckhantz, former Wizards play-by-play guy, man about town, guy who's been around here forever. He'll join us at 8 as well. But you also have some, you know, pretty interesting late game. You talk about star power. I don't know that anybody's got it more than Luka Doncic does right now. I mean, the other night in the game 2 against Phoenix, a game that they lost, basically he was the only performer. This is a guy who had 24 out of 28 points out of Dallas's 28 points in the first quarter. Dallas was up 2 at halftime, 60-58. Couldn't hold on, in large part because they started to cool Luka down. They started to make Luka play defense, which affected his offense. But, Donald, you look at that box score, nobody on Dallas chipped in at all. And you get a guy like Jalen Brunson, who was outstanding in the Utah series, and he's missing in action right now against Phoenix.
Yeah. I think that's kind of been Dallas's narrative most of the year. Guys, you know, kind of, they step up when, you know, but it's not consistent. Obviously, Luka is the mainstay. He's the consistent guy. But to your point, guys like Brunson and others, they show up, you know, in splashes, which is an issue.
Yeah, and I got to give a lot of credit to Jason Kidd because he's given this team a little bit of an edge. They compete more a lot defensively than they ever did. They're just not as good as Phoenix. Phoenix is really, I mean, you look at them 1 through 5, there aren't many DeAndre Aytons in the league, the guys who can just punish you in a pick and roll. Certainly aren't a lot of Chris Pauls in this league. And, you know, what he's able to do with out of a pick and roll. And the other thing is, getting back to what I referenced, was in the second half of that game, they put Luka in a position where he had to guard pick and rolls, and he had to switch off on Chris Paul. Not a favorable matchup for Luka. And he's not out there, you know, Oscar Schmidt, the great Brazilian basketball player, used to say, some people play the piano, some people carry the piano. And his point is that some people are out there to be scorers, to be the guy. Luka's out there to be the guy. He's not out there to be another guy, another plumber, another, you know, just another cat out there playing D and rebounding. That's not, you know, this is not who he is. So the Phoenix, credit Monty Williams and those guys, they kept running at Luka, forcing him to play defense, obviously affected his offense down the stretch. And, and you get what you got, a 20-point Phoenix win. That series may go 5. I hope it goes 5 or 6 because I've got Luka in my fantasy pool, NBA draft fantasy pool. Yeah, I'm that kind of nerd. Hopefully we get a couple extra games out of that guy. Other things to get to, big games this weekend. Boston-Milwaukee is a fabulous series and getting better seemingly with each game. Lots of drama in that game and a lot of star power in the Grizzlies-Warrior series, which is every bit as good as well. Both those games are tomorrow afternoon. We'll talk a little bit about those in a few. Again, Jimmy Patsos joins us at 7. We got Steve Buckhantz today. We got the Nats tonight playing the Fighting Ohtanis out in L.A. And the return of one Anthony Rendon, as you just mentioned, heard Craig Heist mention, Haven't seen much of him. Of course, he sat out most of last season, had that strange injury that was slow in being diagnosed. Off to a slow start right now is Rendon. 222, a couple of home runs, I think, three home runs. But he's a guy who traditionally, at least when he was here, and he was right, as the weather heated up, he got going. He was a very, very good second-half player through most of his career here. All right, it's overtime on 106.7 The Fan and Odyssey app. Back in a second.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, back hard by Nats Park here in Navy Yard. Chris Nockey, the name of the show is Overtime, 106.7 The Fan and Odyssey app. My man Donald Hangerson with me, as always, it seems like. You know, it's crazy how pervasive, and it wasn't that long ago, that gambling was such a no-no in professional sports. And now, I mean, I've got TV on silent, but you got Jalen Rose and Stephen A. talking about prop bets through DraftKings. They got a huge board, you know, as part of the pregame show. I mean, it's incredible. Now, one of the things that's kind of interesting to me, Donald, now you looked at the current line, right? It's off the board. They took it off the board.
Yeah. I was looking at the line and it's
Philly, Miami, right?
Yeah. Philly, Miami, yes. And it's funny, at 9 a.m., I'm looking at a tweet from someone from MGM. At 9 a.m., the Heat were favored by 3.5, and now due to Embiid coming into the game, the Sixers are now favored by 1.5.
Wow, that's a swing.
It
is. You know, the other thing it does, too, you know, I mentioned that Stephen A. and Jalen were talking about – And Barkley and Kenny do the same thing. They talk about prop bets. Really, that's what they're talking about. It's not really so much winning and losing. Think about the impact that Embiid makes on prop bets, particularly with his own team. I saw a stat where James Harden, for instance, 27 of his 28 shots in the post in this series have been contested. And the reason is because there's no credible inside threat. They run guys at him. He's not nearly the athlete that he once was. Time has caught up to him. And so everything is completely contested. Now, with Embiid on the floor, that changes. You're going to get a lot more, and it does for Tobias Harris too. You're going to you might not get as many looks, but you're going to get a lot cleaner looks. And in that situation, less is going to be more. So same thing applies to Tyrese Maxey, who, you know, is sort of had a star turn this postseason. So, I mean, the return of Joel Embiid impacts this game in about 14 different ways, and not the least of which, it plays to exactly what the NBA wants. The last thing they want is short series. Last Saturday, it was an NBA-free Saturday because all those first-round series ended so early. The last thing they want is an NBA-free Saturday, particularly to lose that Saturday night game that now is sort of the cornerstone of the TV package. So, it's kind of interesting, you know, and they want these things go 6 or 7. Not only do you increase the gates, You increase the interest. You increase the drama. It's far more watchable. There's far more storylines with each game. There's more storylines. And, you know, it just becomes a much better TV product for ABC slash Disney. So, we got a lot to get to. As I mentioned earlier, the Nats are on at 9:30 tonight. We're off. Their pregame show will start at 9:05 with Charlie and Dave. Jimmy Patsos is going to join us after the break, former Division I head coach, but he's a guy who has become an integral part of the Comcast Sportsnet Wizards package, pre- and post-game Wizards package, and does a really nice job with that. We're going to talk a little NBA, talk a little college basketball. When we come back, 106.7 The Fan and Odyssey app, the name of the show is Overtime.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.